In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Namuspatsun. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Wednesday, the 21st of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, live from London, we have a great pleasure in introducing Mr. Paul Wallace, a financial trader and coach from Trading Beliefs. Paul, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
And a very good morning from Tip TV. You're going to sit here for an hour. You've got the London Traders Club this evening. What's that all about, if anyone's watching for the first time?
One of the things I run is the London Traders Network, which I set up about 6 or so years ago. And really, it's nothing more than just a social environment for traders to, you know, of all kind of standards, experience, styles, just get out from behind the screens, come have a beer and a chat. It's a pure social. There's nothing else. It's just...
So you're not going to try and sell them systems or...
No, it's nothing like that, okay?
Right. Meeting fellow day traders.
It is literally. It doesn't really matter whether you're trading like a £2,000 spread betting account at home or you're managing like a $200 million book for a bank. You know, we're all humans. We all have good days. We all have bad days, okay? We're all engaged. We all love the markets. And it's a case of, you know, just come together, have a beer and a chat and start to get to know a few others. It's you know, especially for private traders, it's a pretty lonesome endeavor, isn't it? So a chance for them to, you know, meet other human souls.
Understood. Okay, well, let's go on to the slides. First of all, we've got the broker forecasts. I picked up three on a buy, Unilever, William Hill and Rio's. In terms of the headlines, let's kick off with Unilever. The headline was Unilever sales disappoint after China slowdown. Then William Hill, they basically shares slumped by more than 4% after at least poor trading results. Apparently on Boxing Day, I think everyone knew that the bookies got hit because... all but one of the top 10 football favourites won, so that's as a theme. And finally, Rio Tinto's on a buy there. Mining Rio's reported a mixed bag of results for Q4 of 2014, with iron ore production jumping by 12%. Any of those that you'd have in your portfolio, are they stocks you follow?
Unilever not so much these days. I see they've gone up, but the only thing I can say on that is my brother used to be a logistics manager for Unilever.
Oh, really?
He's moved on to other places, so maybe that's why the share price is maybe that's why the share price has risen. But I suppose I don't know. The kind of, for me, the miserable old cynic in me is, you know, when a big bank comes out saying we want you to buy this, you know, my first question is, well, you know, who's doing the selling? That's always my kind of, you know, I'm the miserable old cynic there and stuff. So that's.